It's time to talk technology, and we are looking at a product called In Your Pocket. Now, it looks a little bit like a mobile phone, but you can talk to it. It can bring you books and newspapers. You can make phone calls, find your way around. It is so easy to use. And we are talking to some of those very people who use In Your Pocket on a regular or daily basis. Stephanie Sargent is with us. Stephanie, how long have you had In Your Pocket?
Oh, at least 3 years now.
What kind of things do you use regularly then?
I use the talking books every day. You can get them from five different libraries, and they're so easy to access. And what I love about it is if a friend mentions the book that they're enjoying, I can get access to it straight away, providing it's been recorded, of course.
Now, it's also a standard phone, if you like, as well, but you don't have to key in phone numbers and things like that. Is it as simple as just talking to the phone and asking what you want?
Yes, you can load your contacts via internet. There's a web browser as well you can use with it. Then all you have to do is press a button and say call so and so, and that's really quick and easy. I also use it to read the national newspapers. It streams every national newspaper for that day, and also the RNIB newsagent, all the magazines are available.
So very easy to use, just a touch of a button, and you talk to the phone then. Now you mentioned, about loading in numbers and things like that. Is there support for people who perhaps maybe are a bit worried about using technology? Can they just pick up the phone and speak to someone for advice?
Yes, there's a helpline you can ring who are very helpful. There's two guys working full time on that in Britain.
What we are going to talk about as well, social distancing and independent mobility is quite big at the moment because let's face it, I mean, we still want to get out and about, and I'm sure you do as well. Does the phone help with that?
Yes, considerably. It was brilliant during lockdown. I could walk for miles in the countryside with my guide dog. She was off the lead, and I created landmarks of various points, of field gates and park entrances and stiles and safe places to cross. And the phone will speak to you which direction that landmark is in. Every 10 metres, it will tell you again. So if you've created 10 landmarks, it will just speak each one as you approach it. And I've also exploring a new area because I'm about to move, and I've created a landmark for the swimming pool, the park, my favourite shops, the safe places to cross, the doctors, the station, and so on. The other new feature that it's got is you can connect via Zoom with audio only.
Stephanie, it does sound like an invaluable piece of technology. If you'd like more information on In Your Pocket, then do go to www.inyourpocket.net. You can also get information from the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. Stephanie, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.